The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Institute for Persons and Physical Disabilities under the Ministry of Empowerment of PWDs. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment invites applications for the post of Director on Composite Regional Centre for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities. The position is available on deputation or contract basis. The pay scale for deputation is level 12. While the contract offers a consolidated remuneration of 90,000 rupees per month with an annual increment of 3%. The last date for receiving applications is 15 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Applications received after deadline or incomplete will not be considered. For details, kindly visit www.pdunippd.in. The Weaver Service Centre under the Ministry of Textiles, Government of India is inviting applications for General Central Service Group B non-gazetted ministerial posts on deputation. The available posts include Assistant and Stenographer Grade 1, both in Level 6 of the pay matrix of the 7th CPC. The vacancies are in Mumbai, Indore, Ahmedabad, Nagpur and Raigarh. The last date for receipt of applications is 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For details, candidates may refer to the official website, that is at www.handlooms.nic.in. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee College for Women, University of Delhi, invites online applications for the post of Assistant Professor in Academic Pay Level 10 of the 7th CPC pay matrix. The last date for application submission is 2nd November 2024 or 2 weeks from the advertisement's publication in Employment News, whichever is later. For more details on qualifications, experience and the application process, candidates are encouraged to visit the college website, that is at https://spm.du.ac.in. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, GRSE, a Government of India undertaking under the Ministry of Defence, has announced the recruitment of 230 apprentices and 6 HR trainees for the year 2024-25. The available apprentice positions include Trade Apprentice, ex-ITI, with 90 vacancies, Trade Apprentice Fresher, with 40 vacancies, Graduate Apprentice with 40 vacancies and Technician Apprentice with 60 vacancies. Additionally, there are 6 positions available for HR trainees. The registration for online application closes on 17th November 2024. Eligible candidates must apply through the official GRSE website, that is www.grse.in, or go via https://jobapply.in/GRSE2024APP. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Culture, is seeking applications for the post of Additional Director General, Information Technology for the National Archives of India. This position is available for appointment on deputation basis, including short-term contract, and offers a salary in level 14 of the pay matrix. The deadline for submitting applications is 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Eligible candidates from central government, state government, union territory administration, autonomous or statutory organizations, public sector undertakings, or recognized universities and research institutions may apply. Interested applicants should review the eligibility criteria, educational qualifications and experience requirements, which are detailed on the Ministry of Culture's website, that is www.indiaculture.gov.in, or you may go on to www.nationalarchives.nic.in. National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, is also seeking to fill positions of consultant, communication and project manager on contract basis. There are two vacancies for this role requiring applicants having BE or BTech, with MTech or MS in relevant fields being desirable. The maximum age limit for this position is 40 years. However, for retired government employees with relevant experience and a grade pay of PB13, and above, the limit extends to 62 years. Selected consultants will receive a remuneration of 75,000 to 1 lakh rupees per month. Adhering to the regulations set by the Ministry of Finance for retired central government employees. For details, kindly go on to the NDMA website, that is www.ndma.gov.in. The Delhi Development Authority, DDA, has released a vacancy notification for the post of Additional Chief Legal Advisor on deputation basis. The position is in Group A, selection post of Grade Pay Level 13 in the pay matrix as per the 7 CPC. Applications are invited from eligible officers from central state governments, public sector undertakings, or autonomous or semi-government bodies who meet the eligibility criteria. The deputation period will initially be for 1 year, extendable to 5 years on year-to-year basis as per the DOPT guidelines. The application should reach the Office of the Commissioner, Personnel, DDA, Vikas Sadan, New Delhi, by 4th November 2024. Incomplete applications or those received after the deadline will not be entertained. For more details, applicants may visit DDA's official website, that is www.dda.gov.in. The Lokpal of India is seeking applications from retired government servants for the role of consultant, registrar judicial, registrar administration, and registrar IT on contract basis. For more information, candidates can visit the Lokpal India website at www.lokpal.gov.in. The Public Enterprises Selection Board, PESB Government of India, invites applications for the position of Chairman and Managing Director at Hindustan Shipyard Limited, HSL. Interested candidates must submit their applications by 15 hours on 4th November 2024, while nodal officers must forward applications by 15 hours on 13th November 2024. For more details, kindly visit PESB website at http://pesb.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.